Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, June 25th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has a big budget Hollywood blockbuster coming to theaters this weekend, F1 the Movie, and your iPhone's wallet app might have just told you about it. And some iPhone users feel that this is a step too far. Apple makes products that people love, like the iPhone, the iPad, and the Mac, but it also now makes film and TV, most of which lives on Apple TV+. The F1 movie launching this weekend is Apple's biggest theatrical swing ever, and its marketing team has been pulling out all of the stops to promote the movie in hopes of a successful opening weekend. But on Tuesday, Apple might have taken things a step too far for some users. The wallet app on almost everyone's iPhone sent push notifications promoting an Apple Pay offer for F1. The deal lets you save $10 on purchases of two or more tickets to see F1 with Apple's partner Fandango. But many iPhone users took to social media to complain and say that Apple shouldn't use the built-in wallet app on the iPhone to send marketing push notifications. There's been a barrage of posts on social media of iPhone users complaining about this notification. To make matters worse, there's seemingly no easy way to opt out of these marketing push notifications in iOS 18. Interestingly, however, the iOS 26 beta does include a new toggle in Wallet for disabling notifications just like this. If you're running the iOS 26 beta, you can go to the Settings app, choose Offers and Promotions in the Wallet section, and disable that toggle. It's almost like Apple anticipated the pushback to its F1 marketing campaign, but still wanted to be able to promote the movie before giving people the option to opt out this fall. In other news today, T-Mobile has been beta testing a version of its T-Satellite service with customers for several weeks now. T-Satellite is operated in partnership with SpaceX and gives T-Mobile customers a way to use their devices when not in range of a traditional cellular network. This week, T-Mobile announced that starting next month, the beta period for T-Satellite will start to wind down, and satellite connectivity will officially launch as a paid service available to all T-Mobile customers. The carrier has also announced that the service will expand beyond basic text messaging to support data services as well. T-Mobile commercially launched T-Satellite on July 23rd, and it'll actually be available to customers on any carrier, not just T-Mobile. The pricing here is a bit confusing, but T-Satellite is included at no extra cost with T-Mobile's Experience Beyond plan. For everyone else, including AT&T and Verizon customers, the service will be available for just $10 a month. At launch, T-Satellite will support basic text message communication, but T-Mobile has also said that it's working with a number of partners to enable satellite connectivity for specific apps on smartphones. Those apps include AccuWeather, AllTrails, Apple, Google, WhatsApp, and X, with many others coming in the future. T-Mobile is working directly with the developers of these apps on how to optimize the apps for satellite data. The carrier didn't specifically specify which apps from Apple will be supported on T-Satellite, but you can imagine things like Messages for iMessage, Find My for location sharing, and Apple Maps for navigation as likely candidates. You can hit the link in the show notes to learn more about T-Satellite and to watch a demo of it in action. We are sponsored this week by Bitwarden, the trusted solution for password, passkey, and secrets management. Bitwarden helps individuals and businesses take control of their digital security with tools that make managing strong, unique credentials simple across all devices. That includes desktop, browser, iOS, Android, Apple Watch, and Apple Vision Pro. With features like end-to-end encryption, secure autofill, and enterprise SSO, Bitwarden protects you from phishing attacks and data breaches. Over 55% of people have abandoned logging into accounts because they forgot a password, and 60% say managing passwords is stressful. Bitwarden makes it easy with options like biometric unlock, password sharing, and the ability to manage logins, identities, and payment info across platforms. It even supports passkeys and secure sharing, all with zero-knowledge encryption. Check it out at the link in the show notes or at bitwarden.com. My thanks to Bitwarden for sponsoring 9to5 Mac Daily. In other news today, Apple is facing more pushback from automakers about its plans to take over the car with CarPlay Ultra. CarPlay Ultra officially launched last month with one partner, Aston Martin, but Apple promised that it was still working with other automakers on support for the platform. A new report from the Financial Times, however, says that Apple is facing a new round of pushback from additional automakers. Last year, we talked about how Mercedes-Benz had opted out of supporting the next generation of CarPlay altogether, despite being touted as a launch partner by Apple. Now, the Financial Times says that Audi, Volvo, Polestar, and Renault have all said they have no plans to bring CarPlay Ultra to their vehicles, despite Apple originally saying those automakers would be partners. Renault is said to have told Apple, quote, "Don't try to invade our own systems," end quote. These automakers are all eyeing subscription services as a potential income stream to boost revenue, and they don't want Apple acting as a middleman and potentially getting in the way of their ability to take money directly from their customers. Other automakers touted by Apple as partners, including Jaguar, Land Rover, said that it was still evaluating the system, while Ford and Nissan, along with its Infiniti brand, said they have no additional information to share at this time. Again, so far, CarPlay Ultra is only available on cars from Aston Martin, and people close to the carmaker said that its discussion with Apple involved setting clear lines on data sharing from the start. The use of CarPlay Ultra did not entail additional sharing of vehicle data, which is stored inside Aston Martin's own infotainment system and software. Apple also said the vehicle data was not shared with the iPhone. Presumably, Aston Martin thinks that still retaining its access to that data gives it ways to monetize down the line, even with support for CarPlay Ultra. But as it stands today, the rollout of CarPlay Ultra is a bit disappointing, seeing as it was first announced at WWDC 2022, has only rolled out to Aston Martin cars, and we've so far seen at least five automakers originally touted by Apple as partners to back out of that agreement. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.